Hello, Audio Boom. I just want to tell you a little story, and I'm shouting.
Yes. Story voice, not I'm on stage and there's 10,000 people in the audience voice.
Sorry, I've got my tube head on when it's all loud and clattery.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of you could throw light on what happened to me tonight.
Yeah, his tube head, so his head's actually tubular.
Like Mike Oldfield. What was that?
Tubular bells.
Not really though. Okay. Or the Exorcist.
That's how it goes.
It is, but you're on the wrong key.
I'm actually so not.
You really are.
I'm actually not.
Okay.
It's just not high pitched. People with perfect pitch, will you come and defend me now, please?
Yeah. Anyway, I got to Euston Station tonight, and I even smiled as the gentleman with poor English ushered me gently into a waiting buggy.
How do you get so much contempt into the word buggy? It's quite amazing, into a waiting buggy.
So my dog was virtually on my lap, because there's no room in those things. My rucksack was in the luggage department.
Yes, tell them about your rucksack.
What about it? It was quite heavy tonight.
Because?
Got a dumbbell in it. Anyway.
So just say that more clearly for the listening boomage.
Got a dumbbell in it.
Yeah.
Because I need to join a gym near here and a rowing club. But until I do, I bought a spare dumbbell. Anyway, that's a different boot entirely, because that could take ages talking about dumbbells.
Yeah, we don't want an essay on dumbbells. No. You can do that when I'm not there, because it's not that... I mean, it's really interesting.
Thank you very much. So I'm here with Fiona, if you hadn't have realised. Anyway, so I was on a train, sitting there.
A tube train.
Tube train.
Which turns his head into a tube.
And they said, arriving at Kennington, where this service will terminate.
Where did you think you were supposed to be?
Leicester Square.
Okay.
So
what line were you on, do you know? Should have been...
District? Piccadilly, I came here tonight. Piccadilly.
No, that's from Leicester Square, though.
Oh, District, then.
No, not Circle. From Euston.
I don't know.
You just pick a line, any line, it's not Northern. Just make it up.
It's not Northern.
Isn't it?
No, because that's deeper.
Oh.
Victoria.
Victoria. Sort of should have been Northern. But
no, Northern, you've got to go down the emergency stairs because it's the deepest.
Ah.
The spiral stairs. Anyway.
And you get there going, suddenly I'm in too deep to ever get out.
No. So the train said this, and I panicked a bit and I grabbed my rucksack and my dog. And then it said, please leave the train. Please leave the train. And it's like, okay, chill out. So I got out of the train and it clattered away merrily into the darkness. And I was left marooned on the platform. No one there at all. So I thought, oh dear, no assistance. Don't know where I am. No idea what to do. So I blundered around for a bit. And then suddenly I kind of tripped backwards on something. And because I had a rucksack that was probably about 20, 25 kilograms in weight, it unbalanced me and I ended up on my back like a stranded tortoise. And the scary thing was, I was quite near the platform edge.
That is scary.
So that was shook me up a bit. And my dog just sat there and looked at me as if to say, you complete dick. So I waved my arms and legs around, waiting for a passing Greek fisherman, but nobody came. So I managed to haul myself to my feet and find some stairs. And I ascended and found somebody to help me. And eventually... I got on the train to Leicester Square. And we kind of went back on ourselves because some of the stations were familiar that I've just been through. So I'm not sure what happened. I don't know how that happened. But the strange thing tonight was I was in a carriage all on my own. Queue. All on my
own. On my own.
Oh, that one. I was thinking of the other one.
I don't know that one.
All on my own, I want to be all on my own. Is it Mariah Carey? Anyway.
No, it's all by myself.
Now. Okay, that would be the wrong song then. So I was in the carriage. A carriage? Carriage.
Carriage.
A woman.
Like a garage, but
made
not...
me feel uncomfortable. She really did hit on me. not just a casual hello, you know, not a casual how are you, how are you doing, what have you been doing with your day, but really hit on me. So much so, she crossed the carriage, sat next to me, put a hand on my thigh. And I moved it discreetly, and she did it again. And she said, come out with me tonight, we go to a few wine bars and stuff. You know, and I said, well, very kind offer, but no thank you. But she was really quite hardcore, and it really made me feel a bit uncomfortable, because I said I'd got a girlfriend and things, but that made no difference at all. And she clearly wanted a beijing, but I wasn't prepared to give her a beijing. So yeah, that was a really unpleasant experience. So if by any chance you are that lady, thank you for the experience, but it was unpleasant and unnecessary. And if you know about trains and why it terminated and scared me, do let us know. Don't know how much time I've got left, so...
3 minutes, pause recording. 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
I bet I know who would know.
Who?
Robert.
Okay.
RJ Net.
If RJ Net's listening, maybe he could...
Guide Dog Vance on Twitter.
Tell us why my train terminated early.
Yeah, sounds weird.
Because it was a bit weird.
Or did they put him on the wrong train?
Or did that... Yeah, exactly. Because it did add a long time to my journey.
It did. I was quite worried. And I tried to ring him, but of course he was underground, so no signal.
Going underground.
Yep.
So there we go. That's my little tale tonight.
And I know I've been taking this very tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, that's just what I do, isn't it, really?
Yep. No, she wasn't nice to me when I came in. You know, this is all an act, this frivolity and stuff. She's really French and very intense and doesn't do anything but knit all day.
Knit? Can you imagine me knitting, though, really?
No.
I'd probably end up knitting myself into whatever garment it was by accident. And there'd be loads of dropped stitches, whatever they are. I don't even know what a dropped stitch is, do you?
The only jargon I know is, like, knit one, purl one.
Mm.
That's all I know. I don't know how I know it.
And isn't it usually witches and people like that do it?
I don't know. My mum knitted.
Oh, sorry. Have I just inadvertently called your mum a witch? Awful.
It's fine. No, witches are good. I know a couple of younger people who knit.
Yeah, I do, actually.
But, you know, it's not my thing.
Or mine.
Look a bit weird, wouldn't I? Break up with the knitting needles, you know. So there we go.
Yeah, imagine that on the tube. You can just sit there with your knitting.
Although I did sit on the train tonight with the Ocado app, which is quite fun.
Did you?
Well, that bombshell.
No wonder you weren't tweeting, really, then.
Didn't I tweet much tonight?
I think you did one tweet about a loud Scottish family. I think that was it, really.
Well, I wrote you a text, which took a while to...
Oh, yeah, that was a nice long text.
...compose. But the Scottish family, they were special. One screamy, shouty child, one crying child. One Polish wife, one Glaswegian husband.
Yeah, if anyone can name that accent, please do tell, because I have no idea.
This is a hybrid between Glasgow and Poland. It's a Glasland.
Glaspo.
Glaspo. Pogo. Pogo!
Pogo! Dong, dong, dong. Excellent.
Yeah. And I wrote a couple of monologues.
Oh, did you? Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and outline for a novel.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow, excellent.
Which will never see the light of day, because anyway. We'll see. Anyway, thank you for listening and indulging our fantasy of popularity.
Oh, excuse me. I'm popular.
But yeah, you've got more people than I.
I've got lots of people.
Yeah.
You're popular on Twitter, though.
Yep.
So, you know, that's, yeah.
Anyway, thank you. And I'm going to have some wine now and some cheese.
Yeah.
And there we go. Speak to you soon. Listen to you. Hear you. Whatever. Soon.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Time 26 seconds.
Well, that's good.
24. Time remaining 23 seconds.
Oh, we're still recording. Oh, bugger. I think we should leave that.
Pause recording. Button.
All right, I'm going now.
Bye bye. You're gonna say bye bye.
Bye bye.
No, left. Hang on.
Pause recording. Button.
Time
26 seconds. This boom will self-destruct in a very few seconds.
That was the start of the